This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been quite a week, actually, economy-wise and business-wise. More than enough, I'd say, to fill four, or I think today it's actually 4.5 minutes of live radio. So we will do the best we can as we wrap up the week that was. Sudeep Reddy is at the Wall Street Journal. He is down in Washington. Lee Gallagher is at Fortune Magazine. She is in New York. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
So let's see. Lee, I guess we'll start with you. The big merger news of the day confirmed that Dow and DuPont are going to get together for $130 billion worth of deal. What does the year in M&A, because it's been quite the year, tell us about the state of the economy?
Yeah, it's been a huge year. It's been the biggest year since 2007, which is hard to believe. But I think it tells us that growth is not easy to come by. Organic growth is not easy to come by. And these companies are merging to juice growth. If you can't, you know, if sales aren't growing at X percent, you know, buy a company, cut it, you know, eliminate overhead.
11,000 jobs
costs.
Like they're going to do. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what's driving this. A lot of it is also, you know, there's a fear that lawmakers are going to cut back on inversions. And so get it while you can.
Right.
There's a lot of things driving it, but those are two big ones.
The overseas tax thing, the inversions thing. Sudeep, let me ask you this,
yes.
though. So Dow and DuPont get together and they become a force in, I don't know, let's say agricultural chemical stuff, right? And so Monsanto now looks at that and says, oh, man, I got to go buy somebody.
Exactly. It's the mega merger trend. It
right.
happens in every industry. You get larger and larger companies, and eventually, a few years down the line, they'll break themselves up again because they realize they don't all belong in one enormous piece. And we see this over and over again, but this is what you see in the late stage, unfortunately, the late stage of an economic cycle. You see companies giving up on coming up with new ideas and finding ways to innovate and just going and doing a merger. We saw this in 2007. We saw this in 1999. We know what happened after both of those periods with this record boom in mergers and acquisitions.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it probably tells us something about where we are in the economic cycle.
That does not warm my heart. All right. Different topic, Lee. A company that is, I think it's getting smaller. You can't really tell. Yahoo announced this week that it's not going to spin off its big Alibaba thing because of tax implications. It's going to do a reverse spin and spin off the core business. Is there anything that can save the Yahoo that we all once knew?
I don't know that there is. And it's funny because a lot of people think that, you know, the tax issue is the main reason. But there could be tax issues with this way, too.
Right.
And its problems, of course, go deeper than taxes, way deeper. So it's really it's been a striking week for Yahoo.
Do you think, Sudeep, that it eventually just becomes a shell of its former self and we say, oh, yeah, I remember Yahoo. The way we say I remember, not quite pets.com, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, of course. And 2 decades ago when Yahoo came up, it was an exciting company. It actually deserved the exclamation point at the end of its name. There was so much there to it that got people excited about the internet and what it offered. And now it looks like a lot of other companies. You wonder, why is this company even in Silicon Valley anymore? There isn't some great technological innovation coming out of it. It's essentially another media company. We have plenty of media companies. They put things online. They try to collect advertising for them. It's nothing special. It could still be a viable business, but it's not going to be the kind of high-tech, exciting startup people have been hoping it would find a way to reinvent itself as. And maybe it's just time to move on.
All right. Let's see. I've got a minute and a half left. What do I want to do? Well, I want to do two things, so we're going to do them quickly. First of all, Sudeep, I find it interesting that we are at the budget deadline date. Today was government shutdown day, except it's not going to be because Speaker Ryan and everybody have worked out deals. There is no panic, though, in Washington that there was no shutdown panic. Everybody was like, oh, yeah, Paul Ryan's going to fix this. Has he become sort of the savior?
He has become the savior in preventing Republican meltdowns in the House. And so at least for a brief period, he's going to have a chance to maybe let them live to fight another day. But Republicans in the House have put their hands on the hot stove so many times and gotten burned by playing with the shutdown game, playing the debt default game.
Yeah.
All of these games, they don't work in the end. And Paul Ryan recognizes that. The entire leadership recognizes that. And they're just not willing to play the game now when there are so many other things that they're focused on in terms of the election and where they've got plenty of things that they need to fear in terms of what the Republicans look like.
All right, Lee, last question of the day to you, and it's about Janet Yellen and the Federal Reserve and the question of interest rates. The question is not, are they going to raise the rates? My question to you is, it's a question about a question. What question do you have about what's going to happen afterward? What are you most curious to see what happens?
It's very simple. It's not very interesting or exciting, but I'm very interested to see what the market's going to do because it seems suddenly that we're just expecting it. You know, after all this time, it hasn't been that big of a news event that this is really, it's cemented. This is going to happen. And I love how she's kind of been managing the language, which she's so very good at, saying, finally, this is the day we've all been looking forward to. This means so many good things for our economy. And she's right about that, but her language has changed very strongly in the past couple of weeks.
So, Sudeep, same question to you real quick.
It's all about how much does Janet Yellen indicate her concern about a world that's on fire right now. The U.S. recovery is fairly disappointing. The overseas economies are all in trouble. And that kind of messaging is going to be the most important thing. And we will see that in her press conference, how carefully she dances around some of these issues.
Sudeep Reddy at The Wall Street Journal and Lee Gallagher at Fortune Magazine in New York. Thank you both.
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks, Kai.